The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 20 and 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 17, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Ulukram means Krishna. Kram means activities. Uru means great. So, Urukrama Vikraman. Vikraman means chivalrous activities. Very brave activities. So, one who does not hear about the brave activities of Krishna, they are satisfied with teeny activities of this material world. We give credit to ordinary man to become a god. How? The meditation. Now what are his wonderful activities? Simply by meditation he becomes God. This is the foolishness. God must be acting very wonderfully. Otherwise how is God? If he is just like ordinary man and because he has got a big beard, he becomes God. How foolishness it is. They do not know what is God because they have not heard about God, how powerful He is, how brave activities He does. Just like Krishna. Krishna, when He was 7 years old, he lifted a great hill, Govardhan hill, Giridhari, and he kept it on his finger for 7 days. That is God. Krishna, when he was householder, he married 16,000 wives. Who can maintain 16,000 wives? One cannot maintain even one wife. This is called Urukrama. Great activities. Not that Krishna remained one and he had 16,000 wives. No. He also expanded himself into 16,000 forms. So that no wife may be displeased. This is why if I am one, and if I have got many wives, so everyone will be displeased. He provided 16,000 palaces. And in each palace, there were many thousands of servants and maidservants. And each wife was blessed with 10 sons. This is called Urukrama. Great activities. Lord Ramchandra, he killed Ravan. Ravan was so powerful that all the demigods in higher planetary system, they are all afraid of. He became so powerful. And Ravan's brother, he reigned in Mexico, Brazil. And there was subway from Ceylon to Brazil. We get information from Ramayana. Such powerful demons. Who can make now subway from one continent to another continent? They can make subway from one city to another at most. But at that time, Ravan was able to make a survey from one continent to another, from Asia to Africa. And Brazil, they say still there are big stock of gold. So Ravan utilized these gold mines for constructing his city, Swarnalanka, golden Ceylon, it was known at that time. He saw advanced even in material science, and he was also a good scholar in Vedic literature. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and by the blessings of Lord Shiva, he got so much opulences. And he became so powerful that he dared to kidnap the wife of Ramchandra. So, such a powerful demon was killed by Ramchandra. And he approached his kingdom on a stone bridge, and the stones were floating on the water. Where is the law of gravitation? The law of gravitation, the so-called scientist imagination, does not act when Urukram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acts. He wanted there should be no law of gravitation. Let the stones float on the water. This is called Urukram. So we accept Lord Ramchandra as God, Lord Krishna as God, not these petty dogs and cats. We have no business with these petty dogs and cats. All rascals, they are declaring, I am God. No. Therefore, these rascals who do not know what is God, you have to inject within their ear holes the message of God. That is your business. Krishna consciousness movement means these rascals, dogs, hogs, camels and asses, who have no information of God, and therefore their ear holes are compared like the snake holes, really. So, you have got very responsible task to inject within their ear the civilized activities of God. Otherwise, their ear holes remain as snake holes. As I explained yesterday, in the snake holes, nobody goes there, nobody puts their hands or legs. Similarly, if these ear holes remains empty without oral reception of the great activities of the Lord, it is as good as the snake holes. Bile baturu. Urukramāna vikramānaji nasinnata. They have decided there is no God, God is dead, God has no personality, and he is zero. Therefore they have no opportunity to hear about God. Nasinnata karnaputi narasya. This human form of body, these ear holes are meant for giving oral reception to the message of God. But they will not do that. Therefore, your mission is to go home to home, village to village, town to town, and give them injection. Here, make such arrangement, nice dancing, nice chanting, prasad distribution. Why? Just to inject in their snake holes the words of Krishna. This is your mission. Those who are taken sannyas especially, it is their duty, sannyas, to sacrifice everything. Sacrifice means nothing to be sacrificed, but sacrifice the sense of I am the Lord. That's all. What you have got, you can sacrifice. This is simply a bluff, sacrifice. We cannot sacrifice. What we have got, we can sacrifice. There's no question of sacrifice. But sacrifice means this doggish mentality that I am Lord, I am God, I am enjoyer. This doggish mentality has to be sacrificed. Otherwise, what you can sacrifice? What you have got? Renouncement. There is no question of renouncement. You haven't got anything, what to renounce? When you come naked and you go naked, simply by false, illusory concepts, and you think this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Actually, when you take your bath, you do not bring anything with you. And when you go away, you do not take out anything. The things were there and things will be there. You come and go. But then where is the question of sacrifice? Where is the question of renouncement? This is illusion. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to you. So what is the meaning of renouncement? And what is the meaning of enjoyment? You cannot enjoy others' property, neither it is very nice thing if you say, I renounce it. Suppose you are passing through Bank of America. If you say, I renounce this. Well, what is renouncing? Bank of America belongs to you. This is craziness. You cannot enjoy the Bank of America. If you go and try to enjoy, then you will be criminal, and if you say, I renounce it, then you are a madman. This is your position. But people are going on under two impressions. Somebody, the Kurmis, they are thinking, I am enjoyer. I am the Lord of all his way. Here is America, is mine. You cannot enter. So, this is the Kurmi's position. Falsely, they are claiming proprietors, which does not belong to them. Thieves, rather they are thieves. Rogues. There is a story that a group of thieves, they plundered some booty, some property somewhere, and then out of the town they were dividing. So one of the thieves was speaking, please divide the property morally. Now the property is stolen property, and they are speaking of morally. Devil side scripture. Similarly, you Americans, you have come from Europe, you have stolen this property, now you are speaking of morality. So not you, everyone. Nothing belongs to us. There is no question of morality unless one surrenders to Krishna. Everything immoral. for a person who is not Krishna conscious. Everything in mind. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Daite bhadra bhadra sakali saman, ei bhala ei manda sam mana dharma. In this material world, which is called duality, listing, these things are good, these things are bad. Bhadra, abhadra. Bhadra means good, abhadra means bad. These are all the same. It is simply mental concoction. Here, the so-called morality, ethics, all nonsense. Because you are trying to lord it over on the property of somebody else. So where is your morality? So these sentiments, morality, good, bad, they are simply manufactured. Actually, unless one surrenders to Krishna, there is no question of this ethics and morality. We are now discussing in our philosophical class, Huxley's morality. These are all crazy man's proposals. Actually, there is no morality. So that we can understand things as they are if we receive the message of Urukrama, Krishna. If you give oral reception to the activities of Krishna. Therefore, you should not waste a moment even with nonsense talkings. You have got so many books. Either chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Or read books. Discuss amongst yourself. Don't waste your time by so-called drama and play. It is simply a waste of time. Don't waste your time in that. If you have got inclination to enjoy some drama, then you should take hint how that drama should be written or played. Don't manufacture. You are not so expert that you can manufacture things. That is illegal. It's like, we do not read any rascal's book. They are manufacturing so many ideas. We read Bhagavatam, authorized. We read Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We read Brahma Sangita. Not rascal's book. What these rascals can write? They are imperfect. So don't waste your time. Simply, always pouring, give oral reception to the message of Urukrama. Don't waste a single moment. This should be your life's policy. Abhartha kalatyam, Rupa Goswami advises, an advanced devotee should always look whether my time is wasted. Of bartha kalatyam. Bartha means useless. So that should be one of the target of devotees. That whether I am wasting my time. Don't waste your time. Always pour in the activities of the Lord Krishna. Always. 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadahari Chaitanya Mahapurusha. Sada means always. 24 hours. Otherwise, it is the snake hole. And similarly, jivhasati dadurikeva suta. Dadurikeva. A frog's tongue.
kakarkong.
No? Dadurikeva Sutta. Nachopagayati Urugaya Gatha. Urugaya. And glorious activities. This should be our motto of life. Now read the purport.
Purport. Devotional service of the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is the transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when the senses of the body are purified in relation with the Lord, and one can render service to the Lord with the help of all senses. As such, the senses and the action of the senses are to be considered as impure or materialistic as long as they are not employed, as long as they are employed in sense gratification only. The purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification, but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor, who is part and parcel of the Lord, also has the same senses. Service of the Lord is the completely purified use of the senses, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord imparted instructions with full senses, and Arjuna received them with full senses, and thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as it is foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and the disciple is possible when the reception is submissive and real only. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teaching of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses, so that one can logically understand the great mission.
Chaitanya dayar katha karaha vichar. The exact language is there. That Chaitanya Charitamrita writer, Kaviraj Goswami, says that you put your logic about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I request you, you consider, don't accept it blindly. Chaitanya dayar katha karo vichar. But if you intelligently deliberate on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya dayar katha karo vichar, vichar karile chitte pave chamata. You will feel wonderful. If you accept it by systematic deliberation about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then you will feel that it is wonderful. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is not a force, that we are pushing something forcibly to anyone. There is complete judgment. But unfortunately, if one cannot understand, that is not our fault. One must have the intelligence to understand. Otherwise, logically, philosophically, it is perfect.
In the impure state of a living being, the respective senses are fully engaged in mundane affairs. If the car is not engaged in the service, if the ear is not engaged in the service of the Lord by hearing about Him in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ear will be filled up with some rubbish.
Yeah. This is the secret. We have got the ears and we have got the sound also, just like we are reading this book. See, if we don't fill up our ears with this transcendental sound, then it will be filled up with some rubbish things. It cannot remain empty. Either you fill up with transcendental message or you fill up with rubbish nonsense.
Two ears.
So if you take care that your ear holes are always filled up with the transcendental message of Krishna, so there is no scope for rubbish things to enter into it. So therefore, our attempt should be 24 hours hearing, kirtaniya sadaa, 24 hours. As soon as you get time, read books, discuss among yourself, prasam kanju. Don't fill up the ears with rubbish things. Then the advance will be choked up.
Therefore, the messages of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world very loudly. That is the duty of a pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak something to others, but because they are not trained up to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom, they are all speaking nonsense, and the people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of the world, and people of the world are also receiving them. Similarly, the people of the world should be taught to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord, and the devotee of the Lord must speak loudly so that they can hear. The frogs loudly croak, with the result that they invite the snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially meant for chanting the Vedic hymns and not for croaking like the frogs. The word asati used in this verse is also significant. Asati means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue, which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns, will be considered a prostitute when it is engaged in the matter of chanting some mundane nonsense.
Just like a chaste woman has got good reputation, similarly, his chaste tongue means chaste tongue and ear. Jivhadu. Our spiritual life begins from tongue. Jivhadu. Srivan mukhehi jivhadu. Swami vaspurattada. Atasya Krishna namadi. Na bhavid grahiham indriya. These senses, these mundane blunt senses, they cannot receive or understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna's name, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's pastimes, what is Krishna's paraphernalia, so many things, Krishna's, what is Krishna's word. Navabhid grahyam indriyai. These senses cannot do. But when the one sense, the tongue, is engaged in devotional service, the tongue is engaged in devotional service means chant Hare Krishna. This tongue is specially given to you. The dog, the cat cannot chant Hare Krishna, but you can, because God has given you the opportunity. So, just like chaste woman means he is meant for her husband. Similarly, chaste tongue means which is meant for chanting Hare Krishna. That is chaste tongue. And tasting Krishna prasadam. So if you can simply engage your tongue chanting Hare Krishna and tasting Krishna prasadam, you become perfect. Simple thing. There is no difficulty. Whenever there is time, chant Hare Krishna, and when you feel hungry, take Krishna prasadam and leave here peacefully. Don't talk rubbish. Then life is successful. Is there any difficulty? We are trying to give you Krishna prasadam. We are giving you chance to chant Hare Krishna. That is our duty. So you take advantage of it and make your life successful. Otherwise, it is jivha dardurike va suta dardurika. The frog's tongue, very busy in croaking. It just means inviting death. Please come here. I am sitting here. So similarly, a talking nonsense, we allow our span of life being diminished by the sunrise and sunset. But if we talk about the Urugaya Gatha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then our life, it cannot be taken, it cannot be decreased. It will be eternal. Simply by doing these two things, Sivanmukhi hi jivhāda. If we simply engage the jivhā, the tongue, and the transcendental loving service of the Lord, then we can see God eye to eye. Then, read it one verse more.
Translation. The upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, if not bowed down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom, is a heavy burden only. And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead Hari, are like those of a dead man.
So I discussed all that.
Thank you.